launching into hour number one of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last night, half an hour of the last hour of the program, we got into an extended conversation with one of the early movers of the Free State Project named Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Dale, who had at one time, as of the last, month and a half or so, had been a very, very big Ron Paul supporter. So big to the point that that he had put one of the Ron Paul window stickers, adhesive things, on the back of his vehicle. Huge, huge sticker, right?
Right.
I don't even have, I like Ron Paul and support the guy, but I haven't even gone that far. So he had been that excited, and then he started talking to some of the apolitical people that had moved as part of the Free State Project, and they managed to convince him that voting is an immoral act and that he should have nothing to do with it, basically. I'm certainly summarizing his position.
Right. And I know he posted on the BBS about this today.
Did he? Okay. Well, there's an extended thread on the NHfree.com forum about this.
It's an extended thread on our BBS also, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
I've been delving through it. I've gotten through about 10 pages of the one on NHfree. I haven't seen the one on the Free Talk Live BBS yet, but it's been very interesting conversation, interesting back and forth between those who... And it's actually been a conversation mostly between voluntarist, anarchist, free marketeer types, arguing over whether or not it is or isn't immoral to vote.
Right.
So it's been very enlightening, very interesting. And I wanted to continue discussing that issue, especially with Wayne here, as of the three of us, all of us being early movers of the Free State Project, Wayne being here the longest of the three, and just as an outside perspective, because after the show was over last night, Mark, you and I continued to go at it, tete-a-tete, on this particular issue.
Yep. I'm upset at the idea that people that choose not to vote.
Well, I think that what I want to talk about here is why I think that both your position and Dale's position from last night are both counterproductive.
Okay.
That neither of you really should be upset, but you both have reasons to be upset. And I think that it's just a bad situation to be in. At the same time, I definitely want to hear Wayne chime in here. Let me start with where you were last night, Mark, and then we'll just go into some of the comments I have from last night's discussion. We'll recap as necessary. After the show, you stated to me that you believed that the actions of the apolitical people here in New Hampshire, those who have moved as part of the Free State Project, which again is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people all moving to the same state in order to be activists for liberty. We all know that being an activist means you can do what you think is right. So that means everything from political activity to outside the system civil disobedience and that sort of thing. Your statement was essentially that you believe the actions of the apolitical civil disobedience crowd is possibly going to ruin the Free State Project.
That's not what I said. What I said was there will be a schism. And, because there's people, on two different sides here. I happen to be on one side. So, yeah, if there's a team to pick, I know which team I'm picking. But that doesn't mean that I think it's the other people's fault. And I think that... I think that there's going to be a problem over it, and an organization, a group that's this incipient, new, with a schism in it, may not be able to handle it.
Okay, and your rationale was that you didn't believe that if you were on the outside, if you weren't Mark from Free Talk Live, if you were just Mark, guy who's interested in liberty, doing something else with his life, and that you were looking at the Free State Project and you were seeing what was going on, and you did understand that there are different things going on as part of the Free State Project. The people that are Free State Project members are doing a wide variety of different things. But it was your position, as I understood it, that if you were on the outside looking in, considering a move, that you would be turned off so much by the actions of the apolitical types that it would prevent you from joining the Free State Project.
If I had joined, that I may not move. Early, certainly.
It was my, of course, I suggested that I didn't think that people that were thinking that way mm-hmm. would necessarily have been the best activists anyway if, the actions of a few individuals scared them away from a great concept like the Free State Project. And I also pointed out that I thought that the actions of the apolitical people are also drawing people to the Free State Project at the same time. Now, before we go on, I want to hear Wayne on this, as somebody who wasn't, you didn't move here for Free Talk Live. Mark, if he wasn't on this show, would still be sitting in Florida mm-hmm. waiting for the Free State Project to get to 20,000. So without Free Talk Live, Mark wouldn't have been a Free State Project early mover. You would have been either way. Mm-hmm. So, looking at the activity that's gone on over the last 3 years in New Hampshire, some of the civil disobedience that's happened here, how do you feel that, how would you feel were you not actually in New Hampshire? Were you still looking from the outside in?
Well, first, I'm not an apolitical type. I tend to be political. However, if I had the choice of two candidates who were media anointed where there really wasn't a choice, I might decline to vote myself. And
sure.
In the past,
Same here.
In the past, I have. But the way things are going, and by the way, I do respect their right not to vote if they don't want to. And I think that it's healthy to have a percentage of people up here, liberty lovers, who do push the envelope, because then it makes small government people look mainstream.
So I agree with
that. The law of contrast.
I'm not against that either.
Yeah. So I basically respect their right not to do that and be apolitical if they like.
Would it have turned you off at all?
No, not at all. I like having that edginess about a group of people.
Would it have had any effect on you? Would it have been somewhat more attractive to you? Or nullification, nothing, no change?
No change, because I think you have to see the whole picture. The people, the liberty lovers who are moving here are... they're not the same. They don't fit a demographic. They're men, they're women, they're people with some money, people without any money. There's just so many different types of people that are drawn to the Free State Project, and it's all about freedom. And there's different ways to express freedom, and there's different ways to fight for freedom. We're all doing it the way we all see fit. And if they want to do that, right now about half of the people don't vote in this country. So if you look at all the Free Staters, I bet you there's more than half that do vote.
So I think so.
So
I would agree with that. And
probably 75-80%.
I would guess that that's the part that I find most frustrating is, we know what's going to happen if you don't vote. We've seen it here in America. More than half don't vote, period. And some of a great deal of the ones that vote only vote for a party or they vote for president.
Okay. Right. And that's where I think your problem is, Mark. I understand that, you generally... the way you've handled yourself on the air towards the actions of the apoliticals, towards the civil disobedience, I think has been pretty professional. I think that you haven't denigrated them. You haven't, downed on them for doing what they're doing. You haven't necessarily, embraced it. You're not going to do it yourself, but you've been fair to them. And I think that you've been okay at least... I've certainly been more friendly towards the ideas than you,
mm-hmm.
But it's good to have you here questioning and that sort of thing, because that's a healthy process and allows me to jump in and defend what they're doing and really come to the forefront. But you haven't been vitriolic, you haven't been mean, you haven't attacked any of them, and I think that's good. And looking at some of the posts from, what I saw online, Dale, who called last night, I read some of his posts. I think that what he's been encountering over the past couple of weeks is he has shifted in a direction that has taken him away from the idea that voting is okay for him. He mm-hmm. has come to the conclusion that it's not. And I think that what he's encountering, and he's getting, he's not necessarily getting it from you, but he got it from you last night. What really affected him was that he's been, he's still hanging out with the political people.
He's getting lambasted.
We're all still friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the political people are essentially... They're being pushy about wanting him to, for instance, he mentioned, make phone calls for Ron Paul, get out and do sign wavings, go and vote. These sorts of political activities that he recently has found distasteful, personally. Mm-hmm. And he's felt pressured. I mean, everybody's felt pressure, whether it be by a salesperson or something like that, or a loved one.
Pressure, when you don't want to do something, pressure stinks.
Right. And, of course, it's going to, possibly make you boil over at some point. So I think that was, to some extent, what was happening last night was a little bit of boil over. And you sort of layered on a little bit of pressure at the same time. I want to explore that a little bit more. Also talk about where I think Dale's position is also counterproductive, in that his position is, well, what you're doing is immoral. And I think that can also cause some real conflict between groups. I don't think that's necessary. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both waiting for you at freetalklive.com. We give them away. that you can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. Shoot smoke rings up to 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
I like any toy that combines science with fun, and I think that that's how kids, you know, kids really learn well that way.
Absolutely. It's fun stuff. 800-259-9231. We're talking about a serious conversation that started last night on the program. Of course, if you missed it, you can go and grab the archives, but we're essentially recapping the situation. Basically, there is a bit of a little ideological rift in between, and I would say that's about as far as it goes right now. Nobody's hating on each other over this. There's nobody has cried over this issue. it's more of an ideological rift, and I think it's something that can be healed to an extent. And that's what I want to engage in. I want to engage in a process of healing.
Everybody hug.
So last night, we're going to have a little radio hug here. last night, again, we had Dale call in, an early mover of the Free State Project. He's recently moved away from the realm of politics and become completely apolitical to the point where he's essentially rejecting helping out with the Ron Paul campaign. And inevitably, that's sort of a, you know, what seems like a dramatic change to others is going to frustrate people that had been enjoying people like Dale's help up until that, or Dale's help up until that point. And so he started feeling some pressure from the political types, pressure to, you know, to get on the phones and make phone calls for Ron Paul, pressure to go out and vote for Ron Paul, do sign wavings and that sort of thing. And that's an uncomfortable thing. Nobody really wants to be feeling pressured, and it can, and that sort of pressure can make you want to just back away even further. And I think that's what he was feeling, and I'm sure other people have felt it as well. Certainly, people that are political are very passionate about their politics, and I can see how people could get really excited. I could see how they could get a little zealous and pushy, and I think they need to be aware of that. You know, if it doesn't hurt to ask. You know, it doesn't hurt to say, hey, Dale, will you help us make some phone calls for Ron Paul? No, not interested. Leave it there. Leave it right there.
I'm with you on that. Like, for instance, I don't want to be involved necessarily in all the activities that go on as far as, you know, people that might be involved in the Free State Project. It, you know, whatever it is that's offered. Sometimes I want to do it. Sometimes I don't want to do it. And I want to be able to do it when I feel like doing it. I think that that's something entirely different than a refusal to vote.
No, because these are people who've determined, whether you think they're right or wrong, they've determined that the path for them in life does not come anywhere near politics. And that includes participating in the voting process. You can be upset by that, Mark. It's your prerogative. But I don't think that you should be upset by it. These are people that are picking a different path from you. Mm-hmm. And as Wayne pointed out, and I agree completely, this was one of the points I wanted to make tonight, I don't care what you do for liberty. I don't care if you don't ever vote in your entire life. I don't care if you don't go out and participate in any political activities. I don't care if all you do is politics. I don't care. Whatever you feel is right for you is what you should do, and I would never question that. And I don't think that it's any of really your business, Mark, whether or not somebody goes and participates in this particular process, a process that these people find morally repugnant to them. Now, that's where you guys are going to disagree, and that's where the conversation should stay. You shouldn't get upset about it. It's not like they're doing anything to personally harm you. They're just not participating, and that's their business, and it's their prerogative. You should just leave it there, not be upset, and go focus on getting people who you know have a chance of voting to vote for the person that you're looking to vote for. It's just like when you're out doing outreach for libertarian outreach, which you've come along with me sometimes to do these things, Mark.
I've done my own.
Where we give out the world's smallest political quiz. We talk to people about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like that. You've got to move through the numbers. Some people you might really like, they might not necessarily be on board with your position. Oh, well, move on. There's always somebody new to talk to who's going to be a better prospect. You don't let those people get to you. I think the issue here is that you like Dale, you like these people, you want them to be like, you know, to do what you think is right, and it's frustrating to you that they aren't necessarily interested. And I think that's just, you just need to come to accept that.
You know, I think it was Dale about a month ago who passed me on a road, and he gave me the thumbs up because I had a Ron Paul bumper sticker on my car. Mm-hmm. I think it was him when you describe his car and his sign. I think it's on the back window of his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw him. But You know, I always look for opportunities, open windows, open doors to promote liberty. And I think this situation is a little unique with Ron Paul because I think that we genuinely have a choice this time if we exercise our right to put him in office if we can. So I think it's a missed opportunity, and it might be foolish not to try to do something here, but in trying to control other people, I'm the one who ends up being controlled. I strongly believe in that. So I have no judgment call whatsoever. I just think that there people who are apolitical are going to lose their right to be apolitical at some point if we don't turn things around in this country.
Well, now we're getting into a completely different conversation.
And I'm not done with this one.
And that's the exploring of the concept of, well, is voting immoral? Should people vote?
Right.
That sort of thing. And there are lots of different positions on that, and they're all very, very interesting. But did you have something else?
My point is that I believe that the political types, you know, political type free staters versus the apolitical type free staters, that the political type free staters are going to feel put upon because the non-political types are going to do whatever they're going to do, and that has involved some very odd sorts of protests in the past. I've kept my mouth largely shut about them because I feel supported by them. But when the political types begin to say, you know what, I don't feel so supported, then they're gonna withdraw their support. You understand? Like it's about people choosing sides, and
I don't think that you should see it that way. I think that's a problem with the way you're thinking about this.
Okay, well, let me give you a scenario. All right, suppose that for liberty, I think that the best thing for me to do for liberty is to smear myself in my own feces and run through town with a giant flag that says "Free marketeers love crap." Right.
Uh huh.
And now, you know, and I want to hang out with you, and I want you to.
Maybe we won't let you hang out with us.
Right. Maybe you won't. Like maybe you'll say that my activities are, you know, stupid. And if somebody asks you about, oh, are you a free marketeer too? Well, what about that guy?
No one has ever asked you to come to anybody's defense.
On these issues. They haven't.
And, in fact, there's nothing wrong with stating your position on something.
Right. But
to get upset because you think the actions of some individuals are going to soil the group is almost a bit of collectivism in action there in your head, Mark.
And I think that's
what you need to reject, is that these are individuals and they make choices. And I can tell you, Mark, that in the history of just the Libertarian Party, which I'm not active in anymore.
I'm not threatening a schism, Ian. I'm saying that I see one coming down the pipe.
And I'm
trying to explain.
It's in your head, though, Mark.
It doesn't need to be in my head.
What percentage of people in the Free State Project do you think are apolitical?
Are you movers or signers?
Movers.
Movers? Probably, you know, 20%, 15%?
Insignificant.
More on the way. We'll talk about it. 800-259-9231. Well, you should do something about that instead of complaining. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less, stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. We're talking about different aspects of the whole not voting versus voting. I guess schism. Schism, I don't know if it's really the right word. Intellectual conflict that's going on in the Free State Project.
Right. Certainly, it's not a schism now.
Right, and I don't think it has to be. So we're taking it from different angles, taking it from the practical angle of, you know, helping people work together better and at least understand each other better. And also, you can certainly delve back into the discussion of, well, you know, is voting immoral? Because that's sort of the basis of the point of those who don't vote is that they believe that it's an endorsement of the state or it helps legitimize the state. And we can talk more about that, but there's still some other things I wanted to touch on. And Wayne, you had started making a point during the break. I said, Wayne, hold off. Let's make that when we come back. So one moment, we'll get back into that. 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in on this. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. There is a Shrine of Female Listeners, and there are dozens of ladies there that have sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. So head over to Shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation, limited liability company, living trust, or a will. LegalZoom.com, if you use code FTL, you save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
So you would ask Mark a question, and then you made a point off the air. So if you could re-ask the question and then go where you were going to go with that.
Well, I asked Mark what percentage of free state movers he felt were apolitical, and he said 20%, which is about right, probably. But across the United States, there's about half the people, or more than half, don't even vote. So actually, when you consider the free state early movers, we have more political types as a percentage compared to the general society than you might think.
Interesting observation.
Secondly, those apolitical types, even though they're pushing the envelope and they're doing different things that we might not agree with as in their methodology, They're pushing the envelope. They're not doing anything more.
I like to say morally. I agree with their methodology, but go ahead.
Yeah, I
you agree with their methodology, but you may not agree with, like, I made a scenario of a ludicrous liberty fighter who who smears himself in dung.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think that's silly.
It is silly, right?
Like, but the people who are pushing the envelope are not doing anything that I consider morally repugnant. In fact, they're in many people's eyes, they're heroes. But it doesn't mean we would go out and do the same thing. But they're making a point. That's the whole thing. We're making a point to educate the public, to show people that we're losing our liberties and we have to stand up and be counted in any way we can possibly do it. Now, I think that voting can be an opportunity for peaceful revolution if you can find the right person to vote for, and most of the time you can't. Mm-hmm. So when you are afforded that opportunity, you should jump at it. And you know what? Sometimes the first president I voted for was Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with a lot of the things he had said when he first started campaigning.
Yeah, I agree with the things he said, not necessarily with what he did.
Exactly. And so I look back on that. Do I regret supporting Ronald Reagan? No, I don't. Because I still believe in those ideals, even though a lot of them were derailed by the people he surrounded himself with.
It's a good point. And the other thing you touched on was that the actions of the apoliticals, the civil disobedience, for instance, specifically, makes the small government people look so much more
reasonable
by contrast. And so to that extent, the small government political type should really embrace that level of activism, as long as it's not something in the realm of crazy, like, you know, you were talking about smearing dung on yourself and running through town square.
But perception, that's an issue of perception, though, Ian. Like, what you decide, is crazy is different than what I decide is crazy.
That's fine, Mark. That's why we're on this show, to effectively communicate what's going on. Obviously, you can't count on all the newspapers to get it right, but nonetheless, you can't sit there and wring your hands and worry about what these other individuals are doing. For instance, in the Libertarian Party, there was a guy out in California that apparently ran for office while dressed as a druid. And also he had taken too much, I believe it's the same guy, he had taken too much with colloidal silver, and it had turned his skin blue.
Can't beat that.
So essentially,
some good stuff.
You had a guy who had
a blue guy in a brown suit, a brown robe, running for
like something out of a Doctor Who episode, you know. And the guy, he was running as a libertarian. Did it destroy the Libertarian Party? No, people are still joining the Libertarian Party. Did some people distance themselves from it? A little social ostracism? Yeah, that's a healthy thing to do. But you can't really sit there and what's going to happen to the party, or what's going to happen to the Free State Project? You know, the fact is, most of the things they've done have been reasonable from a lesser government perspective. It's just that some people are going to disagree, and there always are going to be people that disagree.
But it's the guy that turned himself blue that it gets the news. Do you understand? Like, wait just a second. Wait, before you go on, it took 2 years for Joel Winters to even be eligible to run, and then there was one day, essentially. He got a couple of days of play out of it, even on this show, from running. I got a full-page front Sunday feature on my myself, but it was about my life. It took me 37 years to come up with that. I can smear dung over myself, all over myself, and run down the street tomorrow. I don't have to do anything. And the fact is, a lot of these people that come here and do the more non-violent, non-aggressive actions, like they do stuff that doesn't require. It doesn't require any for action, whereas the political stuff certainly requires a great deal.
I don't think that
And do I think that the Libertarian Party of California took a hit because the blue guy ran? Absolutely, I do. There are people out there that read the news that they'd heard a few things about the Libertarian Party. They see the word Libertarian, they see the blue guy, and they say. And the next time somebody says, "Well,
so?
I'm a Libertarian," well, you're not blue.
So if somebody ran as a Republican Liberty Caucus member and did similar things, would you resign your membership?
Well, for one, Republican Liberty Caucus is a less memorable term.
Whatever, Mark. You can come up with that, whatever excuses you want to about
it. Do all Republicans tap their feet in bathroom stalls?
They don't all do that, but they have enough. They've been around long enough. There's enough basis for it.
I think that again,
and I'm not saying that libertarians don't have a certain amount of basis, but the Free State Project has no basis.
You are getting way too concerned and way too upset with what we're talking about here, with what the actions of these people are.
Concerned or upset. I have relationships with these people, but there are Free State Project members and potential.
Your tone of voice is getting much more excited. You are clearly upset.
I'm concerned about your opinion. I'm not concerned about these people and what they're doing. What I'm telling you is there's Free State Project members and there's potential Free State Project members out there that do not have relationships with these people, and therefore they say to themselves, look, I'm just not interested in being involved with the blue
guy. I really don't care, Mark, and what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it?
Get on the air and keep wringing your hands about it?
I'm not going to do anything, Ian. I made a prediction. That's all. I made a prediction.
It's paranoid. It's negative. I don't think that you should be there mentally. It's unhealthy for you.
I could do something. I mean, if you want me to, I could say, well, I'm not going to be on the air. I'm going to go on a boycott. Starting Saturday, I'm going to leave the air, and I'm not going to come on the air until these people agree to vote for Ron Paul. Then I'd have my own little vote thing. Huh? You know, I'd have my own little protest thing. Yeah, I would be.
You know what? I've met several movers and potential early movers who actually consider someone like Lauren Canario to be a hero.
Absolutely. Ian considers. He is an early mover that considers Lauren to be a hero.
So it cancels it out, Mark.
Now, not everybody can spend 30 or 60 or 90 days in jail. Not everybody's willing to do that.
Right. There aren't 20,000 Lauren Canarios in America.
But that takes a lot of forethought to be willing
Thank
to do
you.
That.
Thank you. I agree.
Because
Mark acts like this is
that.
No big deal. You absolutely have to be prepared both mentally and financially as well in order to do some of these things. So I think that you aren't giving them enough credit, Mark, and I don't think it's fair to say that what the apolitical people are doing is somehow less worthy of their time than political people.
No. I'm not even talking about the Laurens and the Russells of the Free State Project.
Well, that's who it is, Mark.
No, I mean, it's not. There are a great deal of the apoliticals out there that do crapola, my friend. They do nothing. They talk about how you shouldn't vote, and perhaps they'll show up at one of these non-violent sort of rally things. And other than that, they do nothing.
Okay, Mark. Again, here you are concerning yourself with the actions and the lives of other people. Why don't you focus on doing what you think is important instead of worrying yourself over what these other people are and what their plans
worried.
Are? Mark, how dare you suggest that they are in a position in life where they have the opportunity to do something? Perhaps they're working towards doing something. You don't know what their plans are.
Then?
Why don't you ask them? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you're buying, pretty much anything in 41 categories, new and used. So even if you buy a used item, Free Talk Live still gets a percentage of the sale. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips. You can never have enough money-saving tips.
I want to save money.
To help get you closer to financial freedom, the magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. AmericanConsumerNews.com. We're talking about a bit of a disagreement, an intellectual discussion that is apparently ongoing amongst members of the Free State Project, and I'm sure there are people talking about it outside of the Free State Project. It's just sort of come to a head here recently. And we're talking about the apolitical people versus the political people, those who are interested in engaging in politics, the political, and those who want nothing whatsoever to do with politics, usually because of reasoning like, well, we believe it's immoral to vote and that sort of thing. We can dissect the morality of voting in a little while, but I want to keep discussing, Mark, your position, and then I really want to touch on where I think the apolitical people have gone wrong as well, because, Mark, I think your attitude's unhealthy. I think
I don't have an attitude.
Yes, you do.
What is my attitude?
Clear to me.
Tell me my attitude.
You're being very, very brusque. I think very. You're kind of being sharp tonight, and I don't think it's necessary. You sound upset, and you sound indignant over the fact that you believe that the apolitical types aren't doing anything. You asked when we turned off the microphones. You asked, you know, why did they come here if they aren't going to do anything? And I think that there are a group of people that have moved here who are both political and apolitical that aren't really doing much.
At least they go out and vote. I mean, that was the purpose, right? Like, that's what the Free State Project was.
Why don't you read the statement of intent?
Oh, I understand what the statement of intent says. Why don't you ask the guy who started it all?
What matters is the statement of intent. That's what people signed when they joined. So it doesn't matter what Jason Sorens thinks. He's a political guy. Okay, so
his intent was that those people come and vote.
What about the people who come here and vote for socialism? Wouldn't you rather have people who come here and don't vote to
steal the neighbor's property? We have those people. They're called Massachusetts.
We have other names, too.
Well, it doesn't matter what the founder originally thought when he founded the product or project. What matters is what it says when you join. That's what people read when they're joining the project. And the project, essentially, I don't have it in front of me, but to paraphrase it, it has to do with you move here if you believe the maximum role of government should be, you know, the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So clearly that is an all-encompassing, all liberty-oriented people can move here. And again, there are a lot of people who are political that are still under the radar that aren't necessarily going out and doing anything. And, you know, I don't really consider voting doing a whole lot myself. But again,
look, it's important if I run a candidate that I can count on a certain amount of people to vote. And
we ran a candidate here a few weeks ago, we couldn't count on anything. You can't count on people to come out and vote. We had people tell us they were going to come out and vote, and then they just forgot.
Were they Free State
it.
Project members?
No, but
how many Free State Project members live in your ward? Are registered in your ward? Besides yourselves?
Three? I don't know. Not very many.
I don't know. I don't know the others in your ward besides myself, but did you get my vote?
Yes, I think so.
Did you get my sign holding?
Yeah.
That's because you can frickin' count on me, dude.
Well, no one else. I didn't ask anybody else, and no one told me they were going to be there and then didn't show up. So I only expect to count on people that I've specifically come and asked to help with something. I would never expect anything from anyone else, Mark. And I think that it's that expectation that's leading to this indignant attitude of yours, which, again, is going to lead to you digging that trench even deeper between you and these other people.
And no,
I think that's what's
unhealthy. There is no trench between me and those other people.
Who spent the
afternoon with Jim and Lauren? Was it you? No, it was me. I have a relationship with these people.
Right.
I'm telling you how it's going to be. It's a prediction. Part of my frustration is you not listening to me.
Mark, what is your biggest fear here?
My biggest fear is that there is going to be a schism, that there is going to be a rift created by the people that choose not to vote and the people that do choose
to vote. You're creating the rift.
I am not creating the rift.
Not all Free State people.
Have you read the message board?
It's in your head, sir.
Have you read the message boards? Because it seems to me it's written down by other people.
You know, not all the Free Staters all hang out together anyway.
Nope.
They're all over the place. And you find your own friendships. You find people who you have common interests with, and you do what you can together in your own way. And that's what this is all about. So
I heard you talking like this, I would be kind of disgusted. I was a little disgusted by you last night, personally, because you again have this attitude of superiority. You have this attitude of indignance, and I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, okay? I think I'm right. Absolutely.
Right. And that's why I think their position is also equally as unhealthy as your position. And that's why a rift exists. Now, before you go on, their position is essentially that it's immoral to vote. And so, essentially, they're coming down also from on high saying, you know, looking down their nose saying, oh, you guys are voting? Well, you're voting for tyranny, or you're voting for more of the state, or you're voting to legitimize the state. What you're doing is immoral. What you're doing is wrong. I mean, that's sort of got that same attitude as a religious person coming in and saying, hey, you heathenous atheist, you shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage. That's wrong. That sort of thing. That's the attitude that I get from the other side. And again, that's just as unhealthy. So them coming in and saying, hey, Mark, we think what you're doing is immoral. That's digging that rift. Then you're coming back saying, well, I think what you're not doing is wrong by not doing it. And then you're digging that rift even deeper. And
I've never heard
none of it is necessary.
I've never heard that portrayed, that attitude portrayed by any of the people that are the non-political.
You haven't talked to them.
I have.
You must not have talked to them about this issue, because that's what the main point is behind the
understanding. I understand why they choose to do it, if they choose to do it. None of them have ever. I've spent a great deal of time with Russell Canning, who I believe is one of these sorts that chooses not to vote. I've gone over to his house and had dinner on a couple of occasions. I've watched Gandhi, which was a really long movie, with him at his house. I've seen the Super Bowl with him.
There's a difference between football.
You know,
I don't think you would behave this way in person either. You're obviously more excited and emotional because you're on the radio, but I don't think I think that has to do with the way people behave in person. This wouldn't be this sort of heated conversation would turn people off, and you wouldn't want to hang out with them anymore if these sorts of conversations went on. It's more of an intellectual discussion that works well for this forum on the radio,
mm-hmm.
where we can, you know, you can express how you feel, and other people can call in and express how they feel as well, but and also on message message boards, where obviously you've got that anonymity factor and you're not actually in person, you can't really feel their emotions and that sort of thing. So I think that's all that you're, that's your lack, that's what you're not experiencing is their true rationale.
Okay.
And how they truly feel. That's what I read online last night on the message forum, is this idea that they believe voting's immoral and they're imploring the political people, they're pressuring the political people just as the political people are pressuring them to not vote. So it's equal pressure coming in on both sides, and I understand why tensions are mounting and why people are feeling upset and indignant over this issue. And I think it's all completely unnecessary. I think you need to let it go, Mark. Let it go. These people have their path and they're on it. They're not harming anybody. What they're doing is generally positive for what everybody's doing here in New Hampshire and around the world in the liberty movement. And just let it go. Okay? It's not something you need to be concerned with. You should be concerned with spreading the message of liberty in an easy to communicate, understandable fashion,
mm-hmm.
and bringing the average New Hampshire person into this movement.
Right.
Because that's what's going to make the difference.
I'm going to try to get the average New Hampshire person to vote, in favor of liberty. And I'm going to try to get the nonviolent types that choose not to vote. I'm going to try to get them to vote for liberty too.
That's fine.
Every time. It comes up, I'm going to tell people what I think.
You absolutely
should. And I'm
going
to tell them that I think it's immoral not to vote.
I think that's that sort of, I think, again, that's going to, I think that's unnecessary.
Well, that's making somebody wrong, but I think,
yeah.
I think what you have to do is just point out the opportunity for positive change if, in certain key situations, they might exercise the right to vote if they choose to.
But
right.
You don't understand their position on this one, Wayne. They're saying that it's immoral. It doesn't matter how good it is. They will not do anything that may or may not work.
Okay, we can discuss the morality on the way.
I can't control them.
Right. We can discuss the morality issues later, but it's not right for you to look down your nose, just as it's not right for them to look down their nose and make a moral judgment on what somebody else's actions are. Let's go to Chewbacca in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Chewbacca, hello. I believe he's calling from Keene again. I saw some video the other night. He's not very good at communicating outside of his native language. But last night at RidleyReport.com, there was more evidence that Chewbacca has been hitting the streets as part of the Ron Paul Rebel Alliance and really communicating the Ron Paul message, getting a lot of honks from happy motorists, a lot of people stopping by, giving him hugs and waving. And it's a really a great...
Taking pictures.
It's a brilliant outreach opportunity.
Is.
Chewbacca, any other thoughts for us tonight here? You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Hour number two's on the way. The morality of voting. The debate continues. Want to hear from you on this. 800-259-9231. And you can see Chewbacca at RidleyReport.com. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.